shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over radio station WWCR, 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz shortwave, plus radio station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz shortwave, and both of those radio stations have a link to the internet to listen that way. Or you can go to our website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to the radio page. You'll see links to both of those stations, and you'll also see a listen live link by Kingdom Concepts about two-thirds down the page. Tonight we're going to have a special broadcast on a needed subject. Our topic will be on the spiritual power of the faith, showing that it's much more than just a Bible study. We were destined to rule the world in righteousness, the kingdom of Yahweh on earth. We're told over in Revelation that God made us kings and priests, and that we shall reign on this earth. This is our destiny. We teach Bible studies, but that's not an end in itself. We have a much greater purpose. My guest host tonight has taught many Bible studies, as I have, but we both realize that there's much more to the faith than just a Bible study. And we were discussing that topic, and we'd like to develop it more tonight. I'd like to welcome to the broadcast, back to the broadcast, he's been on a number of times, Pastor Buddy Tucker, a longtime friend and a longtime teacher of the faith. Welcome, buddy.
Good evening, Mike. Just praise Yahweh we're able to get together and talk about His holy word. Like you said, people get the wrong conception as to studying the word and letting that word hit them, grab them. Yahweh God will get a hold of you, start opening up things. I know many people have read the Bible from cover to cover many different times. And Yahweh God will reveal things to you that you know you've read many, many times before, but all of a sudden it comes alive. That verse means something more today. It just opened up a whole new panorama, a whole new vista. Now that's Yahweh God's blessing to you. And my prayer is, Yahweh, help me to number my days that I might apply my heart unto wisdom. And we know that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. So we look around today and we see people who have no power in their life, but they study the Bible, they read the Bible. But do we read it with a request? And that request is, teach me thy ways, O Yahweh. Or do we read it in an arrogance that is, well, I'm just going to find me some verses to bolster my theories. Well, when Yahweh God touches you, the theories go away. And the power begins to come in your life. Now, His word is truth, and it is power. So that is where we feed, and we feast, and that's Well, I praise Yahweh Father for any opportunity we get to talk about His principles and those things which change our lives. So thank
they
you,
need
Mike.
To realize, our people need to realize that we're body, soul, and spirit, that we are the sons of God, unlike the created races, and that the main difference isn't physical or mental, the main difference is spiritual, and we need to be exercising that spiritual power that's available to us, and only available to us. We're told over in Ephesians that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need to operate on that spiritual level to counteract it. It's not just physical, but it, and I do believe in acting in the physical, but we need that spiritual power of His Holy Spirit behind us, working through us.
People do not have the concept that thou lackest one thing. So it is Yahweh Father that gives us our daily bread, our manna from heaven as well, and that's the bread we seek. So is it a time of prayer that consists of praise, of consisting of thank you, thank you, thank you? We know from Romans 8 that we do not even know how to pray correctly, but it is an operation of the Spirit, which maketh intercession for us. So people need to walk in prayer. Show me what's going on around me. Teach me thy ways. Because what is your heart is what you are. And when I use that word heart, Mike, I'm talking about just what you said. That spirit, that has to grow in power and in knowledge. And the knowledge I'm talking about is referred to that tribulation worketh experience, and it is that experience that teaches us, but it only comes through patience. So that's the prerequisite, is the tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience brings that confidence that is shed abroad in our heart. Now, I know the King James Version uses the English word hope, but we don't live in a wish. We live in a confidence. And you think about faith, you can go to Hebrews 11, and that whole chapter is about faith. Faith is evidence, and faith is substance. And that's what we radiate, is what we're all about, what is in our heart. Jesus said, "If the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." It's this thing that pours out of us, and what you see is weakness, because people are so diverted with all the flesh stuff, it's actually overloading. Greater weight than the spirit can handle. And when I'm talking about that spirit, I'm talking about that spirit we bring in here with us. We bring it in as a small thing that has to grow. The spirit grows, just like we grow from infantism into adultism. And there's a lot of transformations that go on. And it isn't something that happens within the twinkling of an eye, not in this life. It is something that happens over a course of time.
Over in Thessalonians, Paul talks about that he prays that God would count us worthy of our calling. And then he says that the work of faith with power is what he's praying for. You look up the word power, it means miraculous power, ability, strength, mighty, wonderful works. There's an untapped power that we have. Christ says in John 14:12, He that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also. The greater works than I shall he do. So we're promised greater works. We're told over in Matthew that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed on heaven. Goes on to say that where two of you agree on earth touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by the Father that is in heaven, which is a power that is, for the most part, not even tapped today yet. It's available to us.
I notice you mentioned if two of you agree on anything, well, there's the rub. You look around and all you see is fractured up. People cannot agree on anything. They don't agree in spirit. They don't agree in flesh soulness. They don't agree. Everybody says, well, I agree with some of it. Everybody's got their own idea. Now, why is that? Well, we know in Thessalonians, it says Yahweh will send strong delusion to them that love not the truth. Jesus came to bear witness of that truth. As a matter of fact, he tells that to Pontius Pilate when he's standing before him. He had to teach Pilate what was truth. Pilate had no clue. He missed exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is the truth. You have no power except that which you have been given. Pilate.
We have to be one
would have thought
with him.
That, yeah, he would have thought that power came from Caesar. No, it comes from Yahweh. And what Jesus, Yahushua, was telling him was that this is Yahweh, God's plan running out, playing out, being performed now. And I got news for you. You got no say in the matter. People are weak because they serve a weak God. They don't believe Yahweh God's in control of all things, so they make them a weak God. That's what Christianity serves, is a weak God. Their idea is a big man sitting in heaven, and when they die, if they have done certain things, said magic words, then they're good to go and they fly off to heaven. It's this concept that negates them looking at and questioning, why am I even on earth? Nobody got an answer. But they serve a God. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They serve a Christian concept of God that's just a, like a football coach on a sideline, and he can't control what's going on in the game. So that's their idea.
As I quoted a little bit ago, Christ said that greater works we shall do. We're not even equaling the works of the apostles and let alone greater works. We're told over in Psalms 91 that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. We haven't seen that. We've given an example in 2 Kings of Elijah calling down fire where he consumes captain and 50 of his troops that come out. In fact, he did it twice. Can you imagine today if we had that power and you had some Antichrist government send the troops out to you? And you're able to have the power to call down fire from heaven and consume them? And not go ahead.
Today, with this internet, people hide out. They hide out in all kinds of names. Nobody's going to use their name. They might get on a government watch list. And it's all fear-based. Okay, they'll go chit-chat on some blog somewhere in some name that makes no sense, but they hide out. Everybody's wanting to hide out. Nobody would ever have a reputation of being so notorious that they could go in the city and all the Jews and whatnots and everybody gets all excited and say, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. The fame of Jesus went abroad in his day, so much so that the Jews had to kill him, and they hatched a plot how they might do it. So that's what happens. We're powerless. We don't have power. We're not looking to the source, but we look at all the things that cause fear in our minds. People are consumed with fear. Afraid they'll lose their job. Afraid they'll lose their home. Afraid of this. Afraid to get sick. Afraid. It's just one fear after another. Where is that confidence? Where is that absolute hope? Not wish. I wish things were different. Our English word hope doesn't even begin to convey what the scripture's talking about when King James translates that Greek word into hope. Yeah, we're delivered by that confidence. You can go read that in Romans 8 also. And it is that confidence that transforms us. But it's the Father got to give it to us. Do we hunger and thirst after his righteousness? What's going on in our life, or are we just wanting to get along? Now, that makes us weak, powerless. And that's what Christianity teaches. Just go along.
The enemy of our God is the one that's supposed to fear. We're the ones that are supposed to be operating on faith. Acts 2:43 says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And we read over in Acts 3 that Peter healed the lame. Acts 9, he talks about healing the bedridden man. On the other side, over in Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, lied to the Holy Spirit and fell down dead. We have Paul as another example. He raised the dead. So it's both the positive and negative is done through the Holy Spirit. We have great powers that haven't been tapped, but we need to be one with him. I'd like to give out our phone number, which I've forgot to give tonight, as usual. Then we do have a caller already. I'd like to, after I get the phone number out, welcome him to the broadcast. Our toll-free phone number is 877-924-7722. I'll repeat that, 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. If you wish to dial directly and join with us in the conversation tonight, the number is 678-949-5091. That's a number for our foreign listeners or anybody else who'd like to dial direct. That's 678-949-5091. Well, I saw we had another caller who came on for a minute, but first I'd like to welcome Robert from Florida to the broadcast. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Mike. Hi, Dewey.
Hello.
Those concepts and those ideas and those theories, would you say that is in Scripture referred to as vain imaginations? It's all the same thing, right? Ideas, concepts, and theories about this and that and God. Whereas Yahweh himself, his spirit, is the one who bears witness with our spirit, bearing witness with his spirit. And so that there's no necessity of having concepts and ideas and theories and vain imagination. It seems like that's what that's referring to when we speak of, you know, ideas and concepts about.
We're supposed to be one with him, and he works through us.
Yes, sir. But Yahweh himself says, I am in us with such strength that it just burns away all those vanities.
Huh? You have a comment, buddy?
Yeah. Good to hear from you, Bruce. And we just rejoice in the fact that our Father wakes us up and wakes us up to that changes us within. This thing of mental gymnastics that people involve themselves in, all these, you know, arguing over the scripture. Yeah. Why? There's no unity. Yahweh God is not going to give us unity if we do not seek his face. What is it that Matthew tells us, or Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, very last thing, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Where is that seeking of the right way to live, to understand? Reveal to me, O Yahweh, thy truths, thy paths, lead me in those. And we can look in the scripture at individuals that had that power, where Yahweh God touched them, moved on them. And there again, we have David, a man after God's own heart. We have Abraham, the friend of God. These men were men because of their hunger, their thirst for Yahweh, for their God. Teach me, show me. Instead, man gets all hung up in his own ego. And he thinks he's going to figure it all out. He's going to figure nothing out. Yahweh God does not reward arrogance and a haughty spirit, but it is the humble that receive. So where is that humble? What do we look at when we look at God? What do we see? What is that that goes on in us? Is he in control of all things or just some things?
All things.
Well, if he's not in control of all things, he's in control of nothing. And if you've got that weak God that you serve, that he doesn't know what he's doing, he creates things, doesn't know what to become, and can't do anything about it. Okay, the whole Christian concept of God is a lie from the devil. Yahweh, yes, God's in control of all things, and he's manifesting himself. And at some point, it will grab a hold of us, and our spirit then will come of age. He flips or switch. That spirit begins to come forth. So it isn't an ideology like conservatism. It isn't a philosophy. It is that which possesses you and possesses you from the extent it begins to consume you. That hunger, that thirst after righteousness. And people don't even know what righteousness is. They don't understand the principles that God has set out there in this Bible and in the lives of his people, men, that he raises up. As a matter of fact, they'll even fight against them. Why are we powerless? Because we don't hunger and thirst. We don't sincerely pay attention to the prayer that's also given us in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father, Yahweh, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. People don't even know the name. They don't care. They're busy. They're busy running after something on that treadmill. Get stuff. You know, I don't have time to think. I don't have time to meditate. I've got to get out and earn a living. I got to get out and do something.
Even the ones that are a little bit awakened and are trying to play conservative politics, it's so inferior to Yahweh's word. All you have to do is listen to the politicians in the current political campaigns. It's pitiful.
Well, I mean, what do people do? They think they can change something. Jesus said, well, get that log out of your eye before you try to get speck out of someone else's. Okay, I'm going to go change something. No. You need to be praying, Yahweh, change me. You're going to do greater works than Jesus? What are those works? Okay, it's not healing. It's not raising somebody from the dead. What are the works? Well, look at what he did. What were those works? He delivered men. He gave them truth. Now, granted, the disciples didn't pay much attention to it. So he told them, Holy Spirit will come and will bring you into remembrance of these things that I've been telling you, of all things. So, Mike, you referred to it there in Acts. What happened? On the day of Pentecost was a fulfillment of prophecy when Yahweh would put his Spirit on you. So we saw these Israelites, which are a race of people, and they're not the Jews, never have been. I believe exactly what Jesus said to the Jews in John 8:31-59. You go read that. And right in the midst of it, he tells the Jews, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. What does Christianism worship? All right, they worship a God whose chosen people, Jesus said, is a bunch of murderers and liars. If you don't believe this, then go read Matthew 23, and you get down to verse 35, and it goes hand in hand with Revelation 18:24. And that is, in her, they are guilty of all the righteous, of all the blood shed upon the earth. And no, Christianism says they're God's chosen people. Well, that's just another lie that weakens what should be strong. Today, what Christianity is nothing more than the beast that comes up out of the earth in Revelation 13:11. And it is that beast that looks lambish like Christians. It has two horns. There we go. We got Catholicism and Protestantism, but it speaks like a dragon. And that's all you hear today. What kind of thinking, faith, what kind of spirit possesses a people to say the abominations of God are okay? And that's what they do. They embrace.
You can also see that, as we mentioned earlier, early apostles, they turned the world upside down with a dynamic faith, and today it's just the opposite. It's nothing but death. There's no power in it at all. It would be if there were truth in their messages, but their messages are total lies.
Right. Jesus says, they'll come to him and they'll say, Lord, Lord, we did all this in your name. Who's running around claiming the name of Christ? Christians. And he says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's all we see today. When Constantine, in 312 A.D., set up Christianity as the state religion, he made a thing that has served the state well. And all the lies, all the heresies that have been taught in the name of Christ. And what did he say in Matthew 24? He said, in those last days, they'll say, oh, here's Christ. They'll run around, point, here it is, here it is. So, what is it the government endorses? It says, y'all ought to be good little boys and girls and go to church. Why? The church is fostering the state religion. You find in the church political correctness just like you find outside of the church. Nobody's standing up in the pulpit saying, thus saith Yahweh God. Why? Because they're embracing the gays. Y'all come on in here. You okay? Come in our congregation. We'll receive you. They do that with all the races. They do that with everything Yahweh God says don't do. Don't put another of another race over you. Don't put anyone of another race over you. What do? Look, what's in control of our nation? Our forefathers established the United States of America to preserve for them and their posterity. Now that means children, descendants. I'd like to know which of our forefathers this abomination thing that sits in the throne of Washington, D.C. came from. If our forefathers had envisioned what the United States of America would be today, they'd never caused it to become a nation. If those men and women that took that perilous journey on that little bitty ship, the Mayflower, they would have never signed a contract, a covenant, declaring what that voyage was all about. They would have said, oh no, we're not going over there for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, because we know that by the year 2000, it will all be iniquitous. And that's exactly what it is. It is evil. One-third of the world's population today is Christian. There's more Christians today than ever before, and there is more evil today than ever before, and no one links it up together. As Christianism grows, so does evil. And you tell me what comes out of the church that isn't evil. It's all evil. They got everybody accepting and just going along with and tolerating all the iniquity that the government brings on us through their laws. The government would never, ever have the courage to try and pass laws that the church hadn't already put their acceptance, and you got to tolerate on them. You think in 1950 they'd ever passed any kind of a law that homosexuals can get married? Where did that come from? Came out of the church. You got to accept them. They okay. They're entitled to certain rights. They're entitled to be stoned to death.
They're not one with Yahweh in their thinking at all. I was talking to a lady who claims to be Christian this past week, talking about the evil pagan holiday of Halloween. You could add in there Easter, where they have a fertility rites and Easter eggs and bunny rabbits and all that kind of stuff. And all she could say, well, it's fun to celebrate it. Well, they're doing that in the church, the Judeo-Christian churches.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. It's Judaism in this thing pretending to be Christian. Now, how did they infiltrate it and control its thinking and theology? How did they do that? They did that through such organizations as the Round Table Conference of Christians and Jews. The very moment that their minister, that their religious denomination participated in that, you should have run for your life out of it. There's over 30,000 denominations just in America. Christian, supposedly, denominations. Okay, so we've got a proliferation of this thing called Christian and a proliferation of evil. They walk lockstep together. What the church begins to teach, the government turns into law. You go back in the 50s, and what were they teaching? Oh, get all these races in here and make them a member of your congregation. Why? Well, we need numbers. We need money. Get them all in here and tell them that God makes no distinction. Well, I'd like to know where they came from. Who made them like they are? Did they make themselves? Or is there a reason for it? You go in a grocery store, walk down the aisles, and you want a can of green beans. Well, nothing in the store's got any labels on it because they're all equal. How do you find the can of green beans? Well, Yahweh God put labels on everything to give us some understanding so we could get the green beans. You go in a grocery store and they say, oh, no, everything we got in here is all equal. It's all the same. You would never go back. We discern. God talks about discerning between good and evil, discerning both. Over in Hebrews, the 5th chapter. Nobody's gained discernment. They don't want to have discernment. They want to buy in on that lie that, well, they're all the same. They're all equal. There's nothing in nature equal. Not a snowflake. Not your fingers. Nobody has the same fingerprints. They're not the same. God labeled them. So we can see. Matter of fact, doesn't it say, Mike, the show of their countenance witnesses against them? They declare their sin as Sodom? God makes a distinction, not just of the races, but you take Israel, he made distinctions within that. There is a group called the Kahal, which is the Hebrew word that has a Greek equivalent called the Ecclesia. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, it at least speaks about the elect and the very elect. There is a distinction. Jesus told the disciples, you haven't chosen me, but I have chosen you. I've chosen you. No man comes unto the Father or comes unto me except he were drawn by my Father. So you can go read these things in John 6:44 and the 65th verse, and you go on and read in the 70th and 71st verse about it is Yahweh that's doing the drawing to Christ. It's Yahweh that is guiding you there. Then you read over in Matthew and John. You read these things about what is going to go on because of the arrogance of man and man's religion, which is nothing but the tradition of elders. Now, we were going to talk about the faith delivered unto the saints. That ain't what's going on in this thing called Christian, in these synagogues of Satan called the church. It has nothing to do with that faith that was delivered unto our elders, unto our forefathers. It's all a perversion. They have perverted our government. So nobody today talks about Republican. That's a political party.
Well, it's just we're a small remnant to have ears to hear and eyes to see. The masses listen to their preachers that the Bible calls dumb dogs, and it says they love to have it so. They're not seeking either Yahweh and his truths. They're after the pleasures, and the preachers are catering to them.
My people have itching ears. Speak to us those smooth things. Well, what do you hear? That's all you hear. Everybody's getting stroked. What? Well, you're going to get raptured out of here and fly off to heaven. You turn the world into chaos. You bring all kinds of evil upon us. And then, like a spoiled child, you just go run away and leave your mess. Now, that ain't how Yahweh works. Well, they don't have the faith once delivered unto the saints. They've got a beast that they worship and fall down to.
They don't realize their purpose, as we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. To rule the world in righteousness, it said that he's going to make us kings and priests, and all they care about is the pleasures of this world. Let me give our number again, in case anybody would like to join us. Our toll-free number is 877-924-7722. 877-YAWS-RACE, or you can dial direct at 678-949-5091. Robert, did you have any more comments?
Oh, I wanted to just thank Yahweh and praise Yahweh that Mr. Mike Hallamore is in good health. My spirit just leaped inside when I heard your voice that you're in good health, sir. Praise Yahweh for that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I've had some heart problems recently, but I'm feeling quite well now. Yahweh is the healer, and he can deal with all of us in any way he wants to, including fixing our health problems.
Amen.
Buddy, did you have some comments there? I might have interrupted you.
No, I was talking about the difference in what we have today and what is real today, okay? The real today, Yahweh is calling out a few. That's reality. He's touching a few, waking them up and training them through the experiences they have in life for the administration of his kingdom that is coming into earth. It's going to come, but it will have an administration that will administer it. Every government has administrators. Yahweh God is training his children that he took out of himself in the heavens before the foundation of the world. There's only two things that exist: Yahweh God's children, and Yahweh God's creation. And the creation pertains to teaching his children, growing them up, turning them into sons, adults. And that's what's going on right now today. Nobody sees Yahweh God's plan unfolding. All they see is all this wickedness, this horribleness, and it is God's plan to teach us. So all this Christianism's going to burn, and people that wanted it embrace that tar baby live weak lives. Why? To teach them, you don't have the power. Why? Why don't I have the power? Nobody ever asked that question. They don't care. Till Yahweh God touches them, and opens their eyes, gives sight to the blind, gives a new heart, a new quest, a hunger and desire. But these are unless the acts of our Father.
Unless they're part of the elect, that small elect remnant, he's not going to trust his powers in anybody that's of the world. It's going to be those that are one with him. We have over in Acts 20, it talks about the young man who fell down from the third story dead, and the Apostle Paul was able to raise him from the dead. There's great powers. Philip, we're told of over in Acts 8. Well, first of all, he was called by the angel to go down into Jerusalem, unto Gaza, the desert area. And then it says down in verses 39 to 40 that the spirit of, well, King James says, Lord, caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, but Philip was found at Azotus, I guess the way you pronounce it. If we had that ability today to transport ourselves from one area to another, you can imagine all the things that could be done. Our people need to be filled with his spirit and be one with him and do these greater works.
Well, he has to give the power, because nobody, no father, will give his two-year-old child a running chainsaw.
Right.
So if there's a lack of power, it's a lack of growing. It's a lack of maturity. You don't give this power to infants. No, you give them to full-blown adult sons.
The Bible talks about the adoption of sons, and the word adoption means the placing of sons, but you don't place them until they come into their proper ability to administer the Father's kingdom. We have a caller from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the broadcast. Hello?
This is the program with Dewey?
Yes, yes. He's on the air as our guest tonight. Do you have a question?
Can I hear him directly on here or just the radio?
No, you can hear him right here on the line.
Dewey?
Yeah, I'm on the line. You can hear me.
Okay. This is Keith. Actually, this is Phineas that just got back on the talk show broadcast.
Oh, great to have you. Join us tonight. Phineas.
My voice sounds
he gets me tickled from time to time, Mike, by the statements he makes.
Like the
and one of them in particular was if the Jews had killed Jesus with a machine gun, everybody would be wearing a necklace around with a machine gun on it.
I had a question. Actually, I put it on the talk show a little bit. In your own life, I wondered what the difference was. You had said you had at one point in your life been the top 2%. And then later on, it was, you know, pretty much the opposite. Do you notice a higher incidence of spiritual discernment and learning when, or do you notice less when it's more and more when it's less?
That sounds like a circle, but anyway, Yahweh God has been with me my whole life. Okay, I make that profession right up front. He's guided my life It wouldn't have seemed like that as I went through life, but I look back on things and I see his hand on everything. In 1976, he calls me, told me to start the news party. Well, in December of 1979, he said, stop it. Okay, so I did. And from that day till about 2009, he didn't tell me to begin anything or do anything in the way of public proclamation. Now, that didn't mean he wasn't teaching me. Doesn't mean I wasn't learning of him through his word. It just meant I wasn't doing anything in the public. He told me not to. So he was always there. He was teaching, teaching, teaching. I saw things that most people only dream of. I was in the top 2% of income in America at one point. He showed me those things. It didn't corrupt me. It didn't pervert anything. But I saw it from both sides. I saw it from the opposite. When each day we lived in a little bitty single wide mobile home and raised 5 kids and we had a 13 gallon water heater. He was as close then as he was the other way. So I've seen things from both sides. Most people just hunger for the money, for the stuff, to have a job, an income that could be classified in the top 2% of America. But he can take it away. He can change things just like he can bring it. So it was a blessing from him. I've seen things from both sides. I understand them. I've learned by them. Learned what? What's real? What's eternal? The principles that most never get.
I, like actually, you, have been at both ends of the financial spectrum, but I also found that some of the biggest tragedies in my life were actually turned out to be some of the biggest blessings because they took me out of one area and booted me up the next level to another area where I had greater understanding and greater calling. So sometimes tragedy can be exactly what we need in our lives to bring us to that higher level.
You had mentioned before that the America was founded by people for God and Christ, Yahweh and Yahushua. At the same time, Christianity has pretty much been a corrupt falsehood state religion since the 300s. Do you believe there were true Elohim in the founding of America that founded it for the right reasons?
I believe that what Yahweh did in bringing these people into this nation was a fulfillment of prophecy he had made. Prophecy to David, even. I will plant my people in a new land, a land that they will never move out of again. So that was the fulfillment of prophecy, and the root was holy. Those men and women, what were they doing? They were running from the state religion. They were running from this thing called Christianity. And when they said that we're going to have the freedom to worship Jesus Christ without state involvement, without the church hierarchy, which is the servant of the state. And they made that confession in taking that perilous journey.
Buddy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're at the end of the broadcast already. And I'd like to thank you for being on tonight. It's been some information that our people need, but we're just going to have to end because we're out of time. And I'd like to thank our callers, too, and our audience. Yahweh bless.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.